Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR.FM, anywhere on the internet, and 102.9 in the local Franklin area FM dial. The session today, we're going to talk with some members of the Community Preservation Committee, and I'll let them introduce themselves. And as part of that, why don't you, because some members are public members and some members are representing a board, why don't you include that in your intro to the extent that it applies?
Well, first of all, thank you, Steve, for having this conversation today. We really appreciate it. My name is Dave McNeil. I'm one of the community members at large for the Community Preservation Committee, and I also have the pleasure of serving as our vice chair.
Monique Doyle. I'm a member of at large. I'm clerk of the Community Preservation Committee. And thank you again, Steve, for doing what you do for the town.
I'm Lisa Oxford. I am also a member at large. I too would like to thank Steve for giving us this opportunity to share information about CPC, CPA.
Yeah, as we're recording this before the onset of the holidays, the key instigator is there are two public hearings for the Community Preservation Committee coming in January, on January 4th and January 18th. So what we wanted to do is to kind of give some background, give some lead up, and potentially, you know, stir the pot in terms of, okay, let's put your thinking caps on and to the community's perspective and say, what do you want the CPA funds to do? So starting with at least Monique, in terms of you were on the committee that brought in CPA, helped to bring in CPA, certainly was a major election question and the town voted, I think it was like a 60-40 percent for it. A little bit of highlight on the background of the CPA and what it does for us.
Well, the CPA it collects a 2% surcharge on property taxes over $100,000 from residential, industrial, and also industrial properties. The CPA represents five different group boards from the town: the Conservation Committee, Historical Committee, the Planning Board, Recreation, and Housing. And a representative from each of those committees also serves on the CPA committee, along with one additional member at large. So there are nine members of the committee. What happens is the town, Department of Revenue puts aside money, and this year, the 2021 year, $79 million was collected to be distributed to CPA groups across the state. And there are about 180 CPC committees across the state, from very small towns, which receive about $2,000 in funding, to places, cities like Boston, which receive close to $10 million in additional funding from the Department of Revenue. So Franklin can anticipate, if things go as they did in 2021, by November of 2022, perhaps almost 40% of what we collect as a town will be returned to us from the revenues collected by the Department of Revenues. So we're hoping that that's going to continue. People can also go to the town website, look up information about the process of the CPA and the CPC. You can also go to the CPC Community Preservation Act or Community Preservation Committees and check out what other towns have done with their funding.
Yeah, and just for the folks listening, we'll include those reference and links in the show notes as well, so you don't have to scramble for pen and paper. The links in the show notes will be rich with the town pages, the Community Preservation Act information. There's a Community Preservation Coalition, and then the Community Preservation Committee has been doing monthly meetings in preparation for this. How are we going to spend the money that we're finally going to get? So, Dave, from your role also as vice chair as well, talk a little bit about that preparation in this past year, how the committee has been learning about the different areas.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's been a wonderful opportunity to be able to learn from different town departments and have presentations before our monthly meetings of the CPC to get an understanding of, you know, what the, you know, priorities are of these, you know, different areas that are under the Community Preservation Act umbrella. So, you know, we've had presentations on affordable housing priorities and open space recreation, things that have been going on in town, and looking forward to something that, you know, might come down the pike for us. We've had some site visits for the historical side of things with the Red Brick Schoolhouse and the Historical Museum, which were both wonderful opportunities to me. It was the first time I had ever been inside the Red Brick Schoolhouse, and I grew up here, only driven by it a million times, and never actually been inside it. So that was a really wonderful opportunity, and it was great going to the Historical Museum as well, and then highlighting what the big need there, of course, is the cupola up top, which I think could be. Have CPC funds be put to good use to keep both a historical building, but also with the organization itself, the museum that is dedicated to Franklin history, to continue to preserve that. So multi-purpose use there. So that preparation that we've been doing has been fantastic, an understanding of what has been going on in town, and what priorities that might be brought before us, in the upcoming public hearings could potentially be.
Yeah, and having participated at least in that same visit, at least on one of the two visits, because it was spread over 2 days to allow, at the time, the protocols as well as the schedules, Red Brick one day and Historical Museum, followed by the next day, I think they went Historical Museum first and then went to the Red Brick. Both insightful visits. And I think the Historical Museum, from my understanding, is a key point where folks may recall that over the past couple of years, the siding was redone, the windows were redone, and those were all done with town funds. And now the major piece that's left is the cupola. And we can use CPA funds for that rather than regular town funds in the budget. So this then leads us to, the next key piece in the discussion is what else is out there? And that's what will be happening, at least to start, on the 4th and the 18th.
We would be remiss if we didn't mention the Maple Hill project, which has already come to fruition.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. The Maple Hill project that has come to fruition, I agree. From my perspective, just having had the opportunity to hear from the different town agencies that fall under the umbrella of CPA and do those site visits personally, and I'm a lifelong resident, I really was impressed with what people are doing, what has been done in town, the initiatives that have been accomplished already. So moving forward, I know, we wanted to talk about the project list that will be developed, the budget proposed, and what is actually happening on those two hearings on the 4th and the 18th. And really, those are opportunities for people to come forward and express their points of view. What would they like to see happen? And at that meeting, and they can look at the process. And as Steve said, all of the links are available. People can go on and look at what falls under that umbrella, what is allowable and what isn't. And then as a committee, we'll have a lot of reviewing to do, a lot of discussion, and a lot of prioritizing.
Back to the initial allocation of funds, while we've already pre-allocated, if you will, the Maple Hill piece, that's only a small portion of the amount we're anticipating this first time around, November 2022. So what are we going to do with the rest of it? And I think one of the key pieces that will help folks understand is we don't all have to spend it all at once. We can set aside, and I think by statute, there are some amounts that do need to set aside into the three buckets on a regular basis, which means they're just in that bucket. And then that's kind of like a mini savings account, if you will. So suppose we have a big project and you can't do it all at once. Well, if you put a little bit away and a little bit away and a little bit away, then, a few years down the road, now you've got more money in there. And then you can take from the general bucket, if you will, and have you accumulated enough funds to work something?
Well, 10% of CPA funding, there are three categories. I believe that 10% of funding must go to these three categories. The historical, I believe it's affordable housing and open space. Is that correct? So 10% of what we have next November 2022, 10% of that is going to already be allocated. Oh. And as Steve said, it doesn't always have to be spent at once, but 10% of each of these categories has to be put aside for those three areas.
Exactly. And building off of that, as you've alluded to, you know, previously with Maple Hill, we were able to, you know, use funds to finance them over, I believe it was a period of 20 years. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, is a wonderful opportunity that we have with these CPA funds, because, you know, that's a, you know, fantastic, you know, piece of property that, you know, can, you know, be used for, you know, open space and recreation for all the town citizens that we had the right of first refusal on. And, you know, I think we were all, you know, very happy to have that vote go before us, and that we could, you know, have something for the citizens of Franklin, that they could see that, you know, their vote to approve the CPA was, you know, working for them right off the bat in their first year. Right. And, you know, and so, the, you know, for long-term projects such as that, you know, we can, you know, even though we're, you know, paying them off in the long term, we can still reap the benefits of them right now. And so that's a wonderful aspect of the Community Preservation Act and the work we're doing on our CPC, is that, you know, we do have that flexibility, and we can both apply it to, you know, short-term, you know, immediate needs, but also long-term projects. So, you know, tying it back to the public hearings they're going to be having on January 4th and January 18th, you know, any project that, you know, citizen of Franklin, you know, finds, you know, is in within our purview and, you know, meets the criteria, whether it be short-term or long-term, you know, please participate, please file the application, please come before us on one of those two dates, because now we, you know, we really love to hear from everyone, to hear all the ideas that are out there, and to understand what the townspeople's priorities are, because that will make sure that we're doing the best job that we can be on the CPC. And that's the, you know, what the voters of Franklin, you know, brought us here to do.
And to sort of build off of that, your last statement, Dave, I think as a community, we should be proud that we had the foresight, our voters mm-hmm. had the foresight to approve this and vote this in. And I think we should be proud as a community to have gone forward and purchased that property, you know, the Maple Hill project. I think that's something to be proud of as a community. So I think it's important to bring that up as well.
Since so across the community, at least as we were able to hear, preservation of open space, that was one key piece that everybody wanted to do. That was a perfect property. Time-wise, there had been other properties that happened beforehand, and the town didn't have the financial wherewithal to just close the deal. This time, with the CPA funds available, they were able to do so. Some funds may still be, as the plans come forward eventually, to, you know, work on the trailing. What are the trails? What are the parking? What are the access for that space to actually truly let all of us get at it? Some have through the tours and stuff so far, but that's one space that I haven't been to yet, and I'm looking forward to it. That'll be something great to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think with COVID, more and more people have really made it a point to get outdoors. So to have this beautiful piece of property for the community to enjoy and use is just a great gift.
So we're really looking forward to the applications that will be coming in and the priorities of what the townspeople want and what the different boards on the town want, so that we can start thinking about the different areas that we will be able to help in the next in 2022 and mm-hmm. the following years. So we're hoping that people are going to pay attention, fill in the applications, think about what they would like, and come to our meetings in January and mm-hmm. present those to us. We're very excited, and we anticipate a lot of participation from people in town who have ideas that want to move forward.
Your role is kind of key to the extent that while the town council respectfully has the final yes. approval, mm-hmm. your role as CPC Community Preservation Committee is really to work to develop that list right. and then those items on the list to do the due diligence. So you would effectively be advocating to the town council saying, this is what we've communicated, heard, understood, listened to, validated, and this is the prioritization list. Mm-hmm. Clearly, those people would go with you to the town council for the final decisions for one, two, however many projects there are, but that's a key piece.
Exactly. And the town council, we present the ideas and our ideas of how to fund different projects to the town council. The town council is not in charge of that money, but they do have the what their job is to do is to either say yes or no to what we bring forward. Because the CPA monies are in a completely separate account from any other part of the town budget.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think from the town budget perspective, everybody is concerned about what we can do. From my perspective, having watched over the number of years that I have, this gives us a chance, I think, going back to the Historical Museum, you know, we're able to do so much with the siding and the windows with the town budget. Now we can do perhaps the cupola, and maybe there's other things that we can do with exactly. CPA funds, because exactly. for two reasons. One, the CPA funds will be available to the extent we can allocate the prioritization of the dollars accordingly, but mm-hmm. then we don't have to take it from the town budget. We can put that money, whether to schools, police, fire, safety, whatever, roads. Yeah. There's plenty mm-hmm. of other needs on the town side.
100%. Yeah. And to that point, Steve, yeah, you know, other funds can be freed up in the town budget to go towards other priorities, while at the same time, the people of Franklin can have a direct voice in where these funds are allocated for projects that are a priority to our community. And, present priorities that have existed for a while that we haven't been able to get around to, whether the funds just haven't been available or whatnot, and also future needs. So yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity for people of Franklin to have a direct impact and voice on making our community the best that it can be. Mm-hmm.
I think we've covered the high points there in terms of certainly the public hearings in January. The application form and links to that and the info will be in the show notes. Those are now available on the town page. And the start of the prioritization process will start certainly with the public hearings and then your subsequent meetings in February, March, April, however long it takes to work through to finally get to that budget of how we're going to allocate the funds when they come out in November. Anything else you want to share with the folks at this time?
I think we've covered just about everything.
Yeah.
I urge people to watch the meetings. They will be televised. Read the minutes if they have any questions. Contact us if there are any questions.
And again, encourage people to come forward and come to the meetings, to the hearings, either via Zoom or in person, to bring their thoughts and ideas. The people voted for this. The people should have a voice, and we're glad to be able to provide that opportunity for them. It's important.
And I also think people should go to the CPA website and look at some of the projects that other towns have engaged in terms of historical sites, open space. There are loads and loads of projects that have been done, and we can get ideas from those projects if people have any questions about where and how to do or use the money.
Absolutely. I would just like to echo what Monique and Lisa have both said. Please now come forward on January 4th and 18th to present a project. Please fill an application. And the next time you're at a park or on a trail or an affordable housing idea comes to mind, or you're at one of our historical sites in town and you get an idea, please use that as your muse to fill an application and come forward, because we want to make sure that as many people are presenting their ideas as possible to ensure that we're prioritizing what we do and our votes accordingly with the needs and the wants of the citizens of Franklin. So yeah, please participate next month.
And thank you, Steve, for again giving us an opportunity to let the public know what the CPC is and how to go about the application process.
I agree. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for doing this as well. And I'm sure we'll talk more about it during 2022, but this is a key thinking time. So while over the holidays, hopefully folks will think, follow the links, and be ready to start the discussion in earnest in January and thereafter. So thank you all again for doing this. Hope your holidays are wonderful and we have a good, happy new year. And just to refresh everybody else, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.